go, ladies and gentlemen, across this great country. We started out, it's Wednesday, tomorrow. Yesterday was Monday, but boy, I'm excited on Tuesdays. It's a Talking Candid podcast hosted by my good friend, and boy, I really look forward to this, Kim Bly, Levin Cohn. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version, because there's a lot of people listening, on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, first of all, Kim, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, I think you just created an earthquake out here by bringing another great guest in this show that's going to really raise the roof on this podcast this afternoon.
Yeah, hey, Mark, this is going to be an amazing show tonight. I'm really excited for the Talking Candid podcast tonight, and every time that we're on the air, things are going super good here in Colorado. If anyone wants to get a hold of me, please go onto my website at lifestylemarketingsolutions.com. It's a great way to reach out, and you can also find all the podcasts there as well. Mark, we have such an honor to have our guest on tonight. I'm just going to kind of go right into it because it's only a half hour show and I have so many questions. We're really honored to have our guest tonight. Chances are you've been to the mall and you've seen a Tommy Bahama store. It's more than likely that a friend or family member probably has a piece of Tommy Bahama clothing somewhere or some sort of apparel. The clothing brand has been around since 1993 and has skyrocketed to success over the years. Tonight, we're honored to have one of the founders and creators of the Tommy Bahama brand here to talk to us. Please welcome Bob Enfield to our show and his wife, Lori. Bob and Lori, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. How are you guys?
We're fine tonight. Thank you.
We're happy awesome. In South Florida.
Yeah, well, you guys are definitely in a nice place, that's for sure. And you fit the brand, right?
We fit the brand. You are correct.
So the Tommy Bahama brand is literally a household name, just like Polo, Tommy Hilfiger, and others. Tommy Bahama was started by three partners, Tony Margolis, I'm going to apologize. Because I don't know if I'm going to say his name correct. Thank you very much.
That's a hard one.
And then you, Bob. It is a hard one. I kept going through it, and I'm like, I know I'm going to botch this. And, of course, you and your wives at the time in 1992. Can you tell us how the idea of Tommy Bahama started?
We'd been spending a little bit of time in South Florida on the West Coast, which 45 years ago was an unusual thing to do because Florida was all about Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach. Nobody knew the names of the cities on the West Coast. So Naples and Sarasota were kind of undiscovered at that time. But we fell in love early with the West Coast, and we've lived on the same beach down here for 44 years now. We started with a small condominium that was owned by a developer. I'm also from Minnesota, so the developer in Minnesota had a condo on a beachfront down here called Barefoot Beach. And he had no success selling the units. And we were down here for a week. And he came over from Miami and picked us up and took us up to Bonita Beach, which I'd never heard of before. And ultimately, no big deal, but he sold me a condominium in the unit. While I was looking at it, the phone rang and it was Tony Margolis. And he said, "What are you doing, Bobby?" And I said, "I'm buying a unit. C- condominium unit on Bonita Beach. He said, how much are they? And I told him, which was, you know, ridiculous number back in the day. And he said, get one for me, too. I said, well, do you want to look at it first? He said, no, if you guys are pleased, just buy me one. That was that.
I love it. And so he came down and you guys sat, you're having probably some drinks, enjoying life maybe. And how did the Tommy Bahama, how did you guys get started on the clothing brand?
You could blame it on Ralph Lauren. You know, he was everything in the better men's business. He was in every right store, specialty store, or department store. And there had to be a way to join him. So I had these nutty ideas going on in my head about this island guy. And we were going to do a Ralph interpretation, but it was going to have nothing to do with dressing up. And a lot to do with the Sun Belt and dressing down. And and I continued to share this with Tony. And he said, okay, but neither one of us know anything about design. And I said, well, you know a lot of people. And he said, I might have a guy. Let me reach out to him and see if this idea resonates. And he called Lucho, and Lucho said, yeah, I might be interested. What's it going to be called? And Tony said, I don't know. I'll have to ask Bobby. And he said, so what are we going to call this? I said, well, there's really only two island groups that are close enough to America to resonate with the consumer. And Hawaii has been beat to death on, there were people selling apparel on the beach and people selling apparel on the streets and stuff like that. And one of the things we wanted to do were shirts like some of the shirts you saw in Hawaii, except we wanted to make them out of expensive textured silks. And we had the relationships in China to develop that. And he said, well, there's no other island group. I said, yes, there is. There's the Bahamas. He said, yeah. So what do we call it? I said, Tommy Bahama.
Because
I like the resonation of the two words together. And that's how we did it.
That's such a cool story. And it's amazing to hear how you guys sitting there coming up with that, just brainstorming and then being like, this is the name of it. And then to see where it is today. So Tony lived on the East Coast and was in charge of financing and licensing. You lived in Minnesota at the time, and you were in charge of sales and marketing. And Lucia lived in Washington State and was in charge of production and design. You had pretty much the whole entire country covered. Was it challenging to not all work in the same area because you had all those different time zones?
Not really, because we spent a tremendous amount of time. The home base for us was Seattle, Washington. And there's a reason for that. It's because of the Chinese relationship we had. And it's 3 days quicker on these, the freight ships or shipping by sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 days quicker to ship it to Seattle than it is to ship it to L.A. or San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, being from Minnesota, and I know, where hockey is a religion up there, the Bible might be second, but did you ever, think about maybe coming up with parkas and all these other snow gear stuff? Because, man, the island lifestyles are something to say. I mean, that's amazing. But any snow stuff or anything? Were you ever thinking about something like that being from Minnesota?
Never. And 90% of the real estate that we own own or rent around the country is in the Sun Belt. All right, here was the total idea. I knew that all of these Ralph Lauren aficionados packed a suitcase when they came to Florida, when they came to Palm Beach, when they came to Sarasota, when they came to Palm Desert. What I wanted to do was take that suitcase out of their hand and put a product in front of them at a better level and make it something that they just fell in love with. And it went beyond our expectations over the years, but that's what we were able to do.
And Mark, Bob's never seen snow, so he probably wouldn't be really great at that.
He said he didn't want no part of that. Head south, young man. Hey, look, you know, what's impressive with this whole thing is you weren't a one-trick pony. I mean, when you got into products, it was both men's and women's apparel, accessories, shoes, sandals, swimwear, jewelry, sunglasses, I mean, luggage, watches. You covered everything. You got even into fragrance. I mean, you wanted to really conquer the whole spectrum of this. That's pretty impressive in more ways than one. Any idea what made you go into all that without just specializing in one and getting it down? You wanted to cover the whole aspect of it.
Well, it didn't all come at the same time. It came a little at a time. I don't know if you're a cigar smoker or not, but the three of us, Tony, Lucho, Bob, were cigar smokers. And one of the first things we thought about adding on the men's side of the equation were cigar accessories. So we did cigar cutters. So it doesn't sound too exciting, but most 90% of the cigar cutters out there are black. Ours were red and blue and green and gold, and it fit our rhythm and our music. And we did mini humidors at one time, and we went to the Carolinas and signed a contract with who?
Lexington.
The Lexington Group to do the furniture. You won't see it in Minnesota, but in the better stores in Florida, we're, you know, in the right area, in the front window, and in the paper with an ad about once a week. Lexington makes beautiful product, and we had a little bit to do with the interpretation there because the couch covers and the chair covers that they showed us were pretty much what the stores already had. But we came to them with some artwork with palm trees and prints and et cetera. And they executed those. And it one after the other. The furniture worked very well.
But everybody wanted in. They came to Tommy. Everybody wanted and license.
Yes.
Well, anyone that's seen the furniture or any form of quality of your products, it's top notch. Seriously.
Thank you.
I think I told you guys this before when we were talking. Like, my husband and I are huge Tommy Bahama fans, and so I feel like I'm in the mall in the Tommy Bahama store probably at least once a month looking at what the new items are that are out. We both love the shirts and the sweaters and the sweatshirts that you guys have. My husband loves the long sleeve white shirts because we live in Colorado, so it's still chilly. So he wears, I think, one every single day. It is, you guys have a beautiful line, and my question really is, like, you've been around for well over 20 years now. It's grown to a multi-million dollar company. When you guys sat down and thought, oh my gosh, let's do this clothing line, did you ever think it would be where it is now?
Never. She said, well, early on, we almost went out of business. But that's another story. But so was 2021 another story for us, because as the fourth quarter finished in 2021, we hit $1 billion.
Wow. And you guys are so diverse in what you have and what you can offer. Really, you have something for everybody. You have now restaurants as well. And we were originally from California. We used to always go to the one in Fashion Island, and my husband loved the ribs there. Do they still have the ribs?
Yes, they do.
Those were his favorite.
And did you ever eat the Sanibel chicken?
I don't remember that. Okay. Well, do you guys eat at the restaurants a lot?
Yes, we do. Not since COVID, probably less, because we're not going downtown as much, you know, that kind of thing.
Marlin Bar.
But we started a new restaurant chain about 3 years ago called the Marlin Bar. And it's...
Oh, nice.
Stay with the same outdoor concept, and the Marlin Bar only works in the Sun Belt because we're in the better malls in America, but we need patios to do this with. We try to attach them, if we can, to a Tommy retail store, and the Marlin Bar will be next door, but 98% of the seating is outdoors.
I was brought up, my dad always used to tell me, he said, son, nobody really cares what you know till they know how much you care. And we've seen customer service, we've seen quality of stuff the last few years kind of go south a little. What's the, and I'm going to pull something out of the old Jack in the Box that I grew up with. What's the secret sauce? What's the key to getting everybody on the same page, making Tommy Bahama what it is today? Because I look at it, it's almost like you're there, you set the bar, and it's everybody else. What is the key to, is it just the hiring? Is it just getting guys to buy into what you've laid out for them? What is it? Maybe, you know, the listeners, if they're out there trying to get a business out there, they're trying to start something, they're trying to figure out, you know, everybody goes in with the same artillery, but some of these places just don't succeed. What could be the key to it?
Oh, I can say something about our restaurants. Our food costs, it's like 30%, you know, from the beginning on. They don't skimp. They make sure it's the best quality. And people, everyone I meet that here is were involved say, well, I go back because the quality is the same. It never changes. And it's the people that have been hired definitely over the last, it's almost 30 years. 1996, we opened the first restaurant in Naples.
And on the apparel side, it's because Tony and I had been together for 20 years before Tommy Bahama became the talk of the town. And we did a couple interesting adventures in the apparel business, but they were all done with the better mills in China. And we'd been to China, the both of us, many times over that 20-year period, and come to know these people pretty well, and they'd come to America, and we've entertained them, that kind of thing. So when we told them what we were about, especially the silk shirts with, the stories on them, back paneled shirts and embroidered and that kind of thing. And they said, we really, the factories, we really don't do that kind of work, and we don't have that kind of machinery, but we know exactly who does. You're going to have to go here and have to go there. And they took us to the right places, and that's pretty much been the secret sauce for 25 years.
Well, in your, the quality speaks for itself on any Tommy Bahama product, and I think that having that relationship, especially if you can get in with a good Chinese company, makes all the difference in the world too. You mentioned, Bob, the Marlin Bar, and you guys had just opened, I think, Lori, you mentioned 11 Marlin Bars. Is this where the rum came into play? Because I know you guys just came out with rum a few years ago. Was it kind of like a tie-in with the Marlin Bar?
No, the rum started about 12 years ago, and that ended, and I'm not sure why. But the relicensing of all the liquor has been big. We have the hard seltzers now, and rum, vodka, I think whiskey too. So that's recent. But we did take a run at the rum a long time ago. We still have those bottles in Minnesota sitting there.
Yes, we do.
I'll tell you, I would have thought that Tommy Bahama rum would have just been like huge, you know? I mean, rum, Tommy
but
Bahama.
That would have sounded like a dunk shot. I know.
Well, we had Bungalow beer.
Bungalow brand.
Bungalow blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been, this call could go on for about 2 hours with all the.
I know,
awesome,
right? We were just saying that. I wish this was an hour. So I have a question. So this is becoming, as you guys know, the decade of the great resignation, as they're saying. What advice would you give to all these people that are listening that might be resigning from their corporate jobs in America, wanting to start up their own businesses? I feel like, I hate to use the word COVID because that's not what our show's about, but once it happened, I feel like a lot of people kind of open their eyes and they're like, you know what? Now's the time if any. I mean, I myself started a company during lockdown, crazy as that may seem. But you've had so much success. What kind of advice would you give people?
It was kind of a magical situation. The three guys and Bob's son started out with them right at the beginning, Greg. They just had a great team. Tony's nephew, they worked hard and they were together a lot. Today is such a different time, so I don't know if we can answer that. What do you say?
They all believe the sound of the music, and that's what brought it to fruition. Always be sure you know where you're going to jump if you're going to jump from one to the other, because the only thing I ever did, honestly, my whole life was apparel. And Tony was pretty much the same story. And Luch was not far behind. I think he'd tried a couple of things earlier than that. And apparel was just a natural for him. So, but that's almost like a fairy tale that it all worked out the way it has for the last 25 years. But you have to be very careful where you're going, because you're probably not in the worst position in where you're at. So,
Bob, we're down to the last few minutes of the show, and man, we can go hours, Kim and I, with you going back and forth with Lori. And man, I'll tell you, all we need is a server to serve us some nice food here, and we can keep this thing going for three more hours. But let me ask you something. We all have mentors in life, and we kind of try to pattern ourselves after and say, you know what, that's a great thing. Who is your mentor, and what's left on the bucket list down the line for you?
My bucket list ended about 10 or 12 years ago when I turned 70.
You're never old. You're never too old for anything.
But my idol in the apparel business was always Ralph Lauren. he was a wonderful guy.
He was. So, matter of fact, my father-in-law went to grade school with him up in New York. And he grew up in the Bronx. And they called him Ralphie.
You know that really wasn't his last name, right?
Yes, but they called him Ralphie, and they used to run the streets together way back when, obviously.
How cute is that?
So, I know. He always talks about it, so it's kind of a funny. So, Bob, the motto statement of Tommy Bahama is life is one long weekend. What does that mean to you?
It means quite a bit because I registered and trademarked that slogan. And another way of looking at life. And we initially prompted ourselves in the Sun Belt communities, and we tried to tell, as you said, a life story with the accessories and one we didn't talk about, where if you walk up and down the beaches in California or the beaches in Florida or the other Sun Belt states, 7 out of every 10 chairs you see on the beach are Tommy Bahama chairs. And that's a wonderful way to promote your advertising, is to get people to buy your coffee mugs, to get people to buy your chairs, your beach umbrellas and stuff like that, because they're now doing your advertising for you and they paid for it. So that's wonderful.
I agree, yes. Well, you have some amazing products. Tommy Bahama, like I think I've said it a couple of times, you guys are top-notch, wonderful products for everybody. Bob and Maury, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show tonight. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and it makes me sad because I feel like we could keep talking. But it's been so nice to have you guys on the show. Thank you so much. And we wish you guys continued success with the Tommy Bahama brand and whatever it has. I had so many other questions about future items and stuff too, but we'll have to talk about that another time.
Okay.
So thank you guys very much.
and thank you both. Thank you both.
Yes. And I wanted to thank everyone that's listening tonight, that's either called in. We didn't even get to any caller questions. And I wanted to thank everybody that's listening tonight. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, log on lifestylemarketingsolutions.com, send a message. And Mark, I'll let you kind of end it here.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do, Kim, is we're going to get into the Tommy Bahama car, because I think that's coming down in the next decade or something, and we'll have to ride over to that restaurant. I really appreciate you, Bob and Lori. We got to do this again. We got to do it maybe for an hour. 30 minutes goes by quick. It's like, you know, stopping in a gas station, checking the oil, putting the gas in the thing. Before you know it, you're right back out there again on the road. But definitely got to do this again. Anybody that's listening, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to. And this will be up next week for the archive version. And when we come back the following week after that, Andy Hoffman will be joining us. That'll be a great one, too. For Kim Bly-Levin-Cohn, for Bob and Lori out there in sunny South Florida, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying thank you very much for tuning in, and have a blessed night.